You had a plan in 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, give me some money too. You're sitting there wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will pull you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and give me some money too.
So here I am, riding an elevator to the penthouse suite of the most high-powered attorney in all the city. Why? Because my sweet little Roger is in trouble. He's been framed for a crime he didn't commit. And it's up to me to save him. I admit, the evidence doesn't look good. But he said he didn't do it, and that's enough for me. Only problem is, no one will take on his defense. Open and shut case, they said. Obviously guilty, they said. Throw the book at him, they said. Oh, they did. A whole fucking library. That's why I had to come to you, the most brilliant attorney in Toontown, to convince you to take the case. Beg you on my knees. You told me I looked good on my knees. You know I don't have anywhere near enough moolah to pay you. Nightclub singer doesn't make a lot in tips. And my darling husband isn't popular in movies like he used to be. Rough times all around. He's worth his weight in gold to me, and not to the bank. You said you were sure we could come to some kind of arrangement. Already violating me with your eyes. The way you watch my every move, undressing me in your filthy mind, bold straining against the fabric of your designer pants. You said you were sure we could come to some kind of arrangement, already violating me with your eyes. The way you watch my every move, undressing me in your filthy mind, bolt straining against the fabric of your designer pants. Down, boy, I said with a coy giggle, playing my part in the game of pretense. I know exactly what kind of arrangement you were talking about. I knew what I'd have to do. So here I am, riding this elevator like some cheap little tramp. Except, I'm not cheap. I'm expensive, and I would do anything for my honey bunny. The elevator stops, the doors slide open like a stage curtain, and the little bell announces my arrival. Cute. The room is clean, efficient, richly decorated, but not overstated, softly lit and quietly spoken. Just like you. You're a man who knows he doesn't have to shout. You're used to getting what you want without a word. And tonight, you want me. But it won't be that easy. You'll have to ask nicely. You sit in the leather armchair behind a mahogany desk. I take a standard pose and present myself for inspection. Finally, you notice that I've arrived. playing hard to get. Make up your mind, mister. This scowl doesn't like to be kept waiting. I watch you adjust your big shot tie. You raise your eyes slowly, taking your time to travel up my shapely legs. Your gaze slides over my curves like a hot knife through butter, and a smug, self-satisfied smile creeps over your lips. You know women find you handsome, and you are unshakable in your certainty that I will too. But you're nothing to me. I step into your high-powered office, the confident click-clack of my devil-red stilettos like a slow round of applause. But then again, I always did like a slow hand. I let you drink me in like a Long Island iced tea on a sultry summer night. You're captivated within the unending gaze I've directed at you, and I'm about to draw you in so deep you'll drown in my eyes. Since you feel comfortable staring far too brazenly at my legs, I begin my signature slow, sensual walk towards you. I move with feline grace, my eyes locked on yours. You watch my ass sway from side to side. You like that, don't you? I know you do. My dress parts like a curtain, the slit down my thigh revealing a tantalizing glimpse of garter. But it's what you can't see that I want you to wonder about. This is so fucking easy for me. I know the way my body moves can drive you crazy. Make you so sexed up, you will do anything for me. I've made men blow their loads in their pants just by watching me. My seductive, teasing gesture. Each carefully choreographed movement flowing seamlessly into the next. My perfect curves flowing gently, meandering like a river, lightning in my eyes like a stormy southern summer night. You may have dabbled in watercolors before, but I suspect that you are totally unprepared for a girl like me. I'm the kind of girl your mother warned you about. You've spent a lifetime trying to find. I'm going to make sure I blow your mind, among other things. You see, I can't really help it. I'm not bad. Not really. I'm just drawn that way. I have you transfixed as I undo the zip on my dress and shimmy out of it. I let it fall to the floor, puddling up my strappy, pointed, and elegant stilettos. You swallow hard, trying to keep cool, but squirming uncomfortably in your chair. I can practically feel your heat. You can't believe the vision that steps out of her dress. You cast your eyes over every curve of my voluptuous figure. My full, generous breasts spill out, a pair of 48 double delicious handfuls, nipples as tight as bullets and pointed straight at you. My lengthy black panties framed by a garter belt, suspending sheer silk stockings at my thighs. So shapely, so smooth, so enticing. My makeup is dark and dramatic, sultry and smoky, accentuating my bright, smoldering eyes. I look down and then up, gazing at you from beneath hooded eyes. A little girl lost look that makes you shiver and tightens a knot in your stomach. And there it is. That delightful confusion on your face. You don't know whether to cuddle me like your precious little princess, or fuck me into submission like a dirty little slut. I get that a lot. There is a decanter on the table. Whiskey, 2 glasses. I pour a generous shot for each of us. I look over my drink at you, with my smoldering eyes, savoring every last drop. I put the glass down on your desk and lick my luscious lips, making them glisten. You squirm even more uncomfortably in your chair. Oh, starting to feel hot, honey? Let me take care of that. I offer you a glass and take a sip. You cough and splutter. I smile as your veneer of sophistication is stripped bare before me. For a moment, you stutter, an embarrassed college freshman trying too hard to play cool. Whiskey's a little strong for some. Funny, you don't strike me as a man who can't handle his booze. But apparently, tonight, you're having trouble swallowing, something that's never been a problem for me. I know how to hold my liquor, usually by the ears. Allow me, I say. I take your glass, gulp the whole lot into my mouth, and hold it there. I press my lips to yours, parting them with my tongue in a sweet, intoxicating kiss. And I pour the hot brown liquid from my mouth into yours, warming your throat, caressing like a lover's touch, putting fire into your belly, and for a moment, you catch a glimpse of the fire in my eyes. Oh, not just burning with hunger, but a fucking inferno. Eyes so intent they make you quiver. So deep they pull you in and make you not care about falling. The kind of look that could make a pearl blush. And all directed at you. I slowly walk around you, trailing my long red nails along your broad shoulders, allowing you to hear the clip-clop of my elegant heels. Slowly, sensuously, I tease you with the sound of my stockinged legs, brushing together, a little strut in my stride, moving in a way that always gets me what I want. And I will get what I want, sweetheart. Trust me. I tell you to sit down in a voice that flows like honey and sunshine, but hits you in your gut like an iron fist wrapped in a velvet glove. And like a good boy, you do. I lean back on your desk, arching my back more than is strictly necessary. Oh, poor boy. All that energy and emotion and testosterone bubbling up inside you with no place to release it. I bet you just want to burst. A man like you can't help what happens around a woman like me. I dangle my stiletto-heeled pump on the end of my toes. I let it accidentally fall off my foot. And just as accidentally, my stockinged foot brushes against the front of your pants, sliding along your rock-hard cock, caressing, gently stroking its length back and forth. I can't help but smile as you gasp and moan in a way that tells me you won't last long, all ready to pop your cork. Oh, and don't I want a taste of that champagne. I run the ball of my foot up and down your length, feeling you swell and strain against the fabric of your pants. I slide up your desk and purr, all sweet and sexy like a cat with the cream I tell you to stand up, even if you already are standing at attention for me. I turn slowly. I turn slow and seductive, letting you watch the hypnotic movement of my tight, round ass as I bend from the waist to peel off my soaking panties. I thrust my acids into your face, allowing you to smell my arousal. I turn. A sly little grin dances on my lips as I lean in close, tucking my panties neatly in your breast pocket, like a handkerchief, a little souvenir of those lonely nights. I lock my eyes on yours and drop to my knees gracefully. My red hair falls over my face. I look up at you, my full lips parted, eyes wide. Are you going to make me beg? I place my hands on your knees and splay them apart. My back arches in a voluptuous curve, and I slide my body up between your thighs, slowly pushing my full, generous, and exquisitely defined breasts forward, rubbing them against your chest. You are my captive plaything, and you know it. Held fast by the weight of my stare, powerless to do anything but wait for my next move. Now, I wonder, what am I going to do with you? What do you want me to do with you? Tell me. I bring my face just inches from yours. My dazzling eyes sparkle with a devilish delight. I know exactly what you need. Poor boy, so desperate, so needy. I smile sweetly as I undo your belt and unzip your fly. Finally, your heart, pulsating length, is unleashed, and you moan, almost a whimper. Easy boy, don't come just yet. My fingernails trail up your thighs. I push my palms to the base of your stomach. You groan and slide them up to your chest. My unbreakable stare keeps you captivated like a deer in a headlight. With elegant grace, I break the spell and push off from you. I turn my back to you now. Slowly, I start to straighten my incredible legs. And so very sensually, I press my round, fuckable ass into that straining cock. I bet you would just love to bust your load over my ass. Wouldn't you, mister? Be a good boy. Hold on to it. Not yet. You wouldn't want to disappoint me, would you? I feel as you slide past my lips, all into my swarm, sweet, wet pussy, all stretching me out, all so nice and deep with your rigid cock. Oh, you're bigger than I imagined. Maybe the biggest I've ever had. Oh. This is so good, darling. Oh. I swing myself up, sliding you out of me, and turn around to face you, all in one fluid and refined arcing movement, straddling your app now. I keep your eyes on mine as I position my hips, oh yes, and you begin to feel it, my slick, wet warmth rippling down onto your tortured cock. Oh, pulsate, all that pain, all that pent-up frustration, all that desperate fucking need, my cunt tightens even more. rippling over your throbbing cock with each off thrust. I know that feels fucking amazing. I can feel that hot aching, your burning heat, your rigid cock as I slowly rock my hips, gently encouraging you to meet my thrust. You can feel my slick velvet wetness tickling and teasing, riding your entire length now. I want you to feel it, really feel it, building inside you like a storm. I pick up the pace, slam into you, hard, fast, both fucking deep. My tight, wet cunt slipping straight over your twitching cock, over and over, hard and fast. I'm just about losing it, moaning and whimpering, the confident self-assured pretense replaced by a desperate needy little boy. So I fuck you harder, faster, dig my nails into your back. No wet dream girl is ever going to be this good. My dripping, slipping pussy ripples over your pulsing, throbbing, aching cock, taking you so deep, working your entire length. I soak it with my drizzling honey. I stroke it along my folds and I squeeze it. I circle my hips and grind into you, dig my nails in even deeper, the urgency of my movement increasing along with my need. You need this. You need this so bad, but I won't let you. Not yet, mister. Hold on, baby. I know you want to burst inside me so much, but I want us to come together. I am so close. So fucking close. Hold it for me. Don't come. We're only halfway there. I want to fuck you harder and faster. Fuck you with my hot, soaking wet pussy. I'm not done yet. I'm going to milk your cock dry. Drain every last drop of cum. I want you to fill my juicy cunt until it dribbles down my thighs. I pull you into me, pressing my breast into your chest, hips gyrating and thrusting, moaning like a desperate little slut. I bite my lip and narrow my eyes. My brow crinkles in concentration. I move my hips in furious, angrier circles. I wrap my fist around that fucking tie and tighten it like it's a leash. You are going to come so hard for me, even if I have to choke the fucking orgasm out of you. You need to come. You need to shoot that load deep into me. Do it, baby. Come on and finish me. Fucking come inside me. Come deep inside me. Flood my... Oh, God. Make me a hot, soaking... Oh, wet mess. Come. Come right now. Be a good boy. And fucking come for me. With barely a sound, I slide off you, Letting my full, ripe tits brush your still, twitching cock. I give it a kiss. And you moan. Good boy. I slip back into my dress. I pause by the door to look back over my shoulder at you for a moment, allowing you one last agonizing, tempting view of my perfect round ass. Mona Lisa's smile spreads across my face, as smooth as oil on water. I told you I would do anything for my honey bunny. Even the sorry likes of you, mister.